So it is, dear Shambhara, that we continue this day. This day where it has been an honor for I, Tobias, to be with you so directly. I love to bring in the guests, of course, and there is a lineup of them wanting to be here. They want to be in the center of this energy of angels who have come so far, who are working with new energy. But it was nice to have you all to myself today. Indeed, as the beautiful music says, go on shining, Shambhara. Don't run away now. You have come so far. You have completed a grand cycle here on earth. You have come so far in all of your learnings. And it's time for you to step out now to be the teacher. We've talked to you about that from the very beginning. It's time to be a teacher of new energy, to be a teacher of divine and human. Some of you don't think you have what it takes yet. Some of you are waiting to have more knowledge and understanding, but there are no others who possess what you possess. No others who hold the base of experience, wisdom, knowledge. We know you're concerned that when you open your mouth or open up to express yourself, that perhaps nothing will come out. But we ask you to shine your life for others to see, for the students and all of the ones who you come into contact with each day are your students, you know. You've set it up this way. Interesting methods for doing it. But the ones you work with, those who are in your family, those who are your friends, they're your students. You've set it up that way. They're learning from you. Perhaps not things, from a book, but they are learning from watching and observing. Just being in your energy, they learn. They want you to shine. They want you to embrace life, to help them understand how to embrace life. I, Tobias, have been with you so long now in these past several thousands of years, an agreement that we all made with each other when the divine Christ seed first started coming to earth. We've walked this journey together. I, Tobias, want you to embrace life. I want to see the culmination of all of your efforts, a combination of all this work that you have done and everything you have learned. I want you to embrace life, to stay here on this planet. I want you to be the ones who will be my teacher when I come back to Earth. I want you to be the ones who show the others that you can reverse a process that has been in place ever since you've been on Earth, this process of karmic cycles, this process of being born and then dying and coming back again and again. I want you to be the ones to show others you can reverse the process even of aging of the physical body. Show them how to bring life into biology even while you are in the body, to bring a rejuvenating life force back into it. To make yourself younger in appearance, to make your body more vital, stronger, more resilient, to show them that you don't need to take knives to cut out part of your body when it was in disease, that you can take life force energy, spirit energy, and allow it to flow into that imbalanced part of your physical body, to reinvigorate it, to heal on its own. It was designed by you to do that, to heal itself. But when you cut off, when you suffocate the life force energies that are flowing through you, nothing happens. The body deteriorates. I, Tobias, have such deep, deep love for each one of you. I know each one of you by name. I work with all of you. There are no exceptions here. And it has brought me concern that some of you are suffocating. choking off that life. You are doing this because of certain expectations you might have, and certainly because you are only embracing small parts of things and wondering why everything else is happening around you. It is time to embrace every moment, everything in your life. Find joy, even in the darkest of things. There is a gift, there is a pearl in the darkest of the dark. That's why I chose this day, this energy, to bring this forward, to ask you the very specific question, do you choose to embrace life right now? With that, I would be delighted to speak to you, to answer questions, and to ask you a few myself.
Tobias, there's a dear Shambra here who has really tried to follow and has been such incredible, dedicated Shambra. She has no more cartilage in her knees and faces the decision to live with that pain or to have something done to make the knees easier to live with. Could you give some validation or information?
Indeed. We know this has been painful, difficult, challenging for you. And we say to you right now that you can reinvigorate this area. You can release what the doctors have said. Once again, Calder interjects. Says that he is not responsible for medical advice that I, Tobias, pass on. But it is also time for him to get over some of those rather restrictive thought patterns. You can bring life force energy back into your knees. Your knees, which hold you up, which transport you, that and allow you to live each day. They have had heavy burdens on them for many of the problems that you have carried, particularly problems for others. But you can bring rejuvenation to these. There are times it is appropriate, I'd say, to work with a facilitator, one who works with energies. They will show you. They are not healing you, but they can show you how to bring energies to that area. But before you do, we want you to ask yourself this question. Do you choose to embrace life right now? It is not contingent on whether your knee gets better. You cannot tell that to I, Tobias, or Spirit. We hear you saying, I will embrace it if my knee gets better. Your knee will get better if you embrace life, if you allow the energies to flow through it. There are other physical aspects here, too, that will become more balanced for you. You had some difficulty here, and we know having a physical body can be a burden, but if it can be a burden, it can also have the potential of being a joy. We will speak to you, we will speak to all of Shambra in our next gathering about how to use imagination energies, bring them into your reality, manifest them, create in a whole new way the type of creating that you have been desiring to do for so long. We will speak of that, but in the meantime, it is appropriate to bring life force energy in here. Work with anyone here in this area that understands how to work with new energies.
Since you're giving advice, did you care to make a referral?
This would be the choice of the questioner. There are many in the room, and they will seek you out before you leave.
Thank you.
Tobias, I choose to embrace life.
We were going to ask you that question.
In the past month, I have experienced the flow of new energy. I have experienced being safe in what could have been a very dangerous situation.
Indeed, you were simply holding an energy for someone else. There, it was not about you. You were, how to say, brought to that space to allow someone else to go through a wonderful clearing process, but it was all very safe indeed.
Yes, and I have experienced some of the series of events which you talked to me about in Santa Fe. However, I continue to experience low energy, fatigue, headaches. I think that I have released some of the fear and the shortness of breath that I experienced last week, but the other symptoms continue. I think some of this is regarding my new work situation, which I believe I have found the right situation. Can you just talk to me about all of this?
Indeed. There are several factors at play here. One is a biological... One is a biological condition that you have, an adjustment to your new environment. Your body is readjusting to this, and much of the body energies are being devoted towards, helping you readjust. But there's also some other rejuvenation that is taking place in your body. So much of the physical energy is being dedicated to this right now. As you have been doing lately, and we ask you to continue doing the deep breath work, this will facilitate this whole changeover in the body. There are foods that you will find yourself attracted to that will all new foods, different than what you have been desiring, that will help this whole process. But we also have to tell you, you are overdoing it a bit at night out in your work. When you leave the body and you go to the other realms, whether you are teaching, whether you're going to, you're spending too much time at the new earth these days. And
no wonder I'm so tired of
going. Indeed. And you need to give yourself a break now and then. There's no rush with these things. But you need to tell yourself, your spirit, that you do not need to go gallivanting all over the universe at night, that there are some nights you need the deep rest. You need it for your body. Thank you.
Thank you.
My question concerns being between old and new energy. I'm part of the new energy, but it's hard to feel safe. For example, I left my career in favor of healing, but so far have no paying clients. I've left the old behind, but the new hasn't arrived. Where am I?
Indeed. Specifically, why we broach this subject with you today, with all of you, about embracing life. You are between the worlds, not merely just walking in both the old and new, but sometimes in neither the old or the new. It is a challenging and difficult process. It is a process that is going to happen anyway. It is going to evolve anyway. It is simply about even embracing that challenging period between the worlds. It is about understanding that, you left an old energy job to pursue a new one, but in a sense you could say many humans aren't ready for the new work that you have to offer. There will be more and more of them coming in, but you have ventured into a whole new area. Now, even in the old energy work you were involved in before, you were still doing your teaching work, as we said in the previous question, saying that you are all there teaching one way or the other. We say to you and for all of the questions today, it is about truly embracing life energy right now. That will create a type of what you call shining, or you will emanate your energy, and that will indeed bring new ones to your door. But it is embracing it, even at this difficult time of walking between the old and the new. You are a gifted, we choose not so much the word healer, you are a gifted facilitator. You have yet to discover many of your own talents, sometimes still relying on old methods. You see, there is a conflict there. Relying on old, what you would call healing methods, the best and most potent healing or facilitation takes place in the moment. You've already downloaded the information about the one who you are working with. Allow it to come into you in the moment. Release any old methods that you have been attached to, and you will know exactly what to do with them. Thank you.
Tobias, You've stated that everything we need is there before us, but we have not seen it yet. Well, Tobias, I'm not one to focus on money, but why is it there for me to? Why is it not there for me to see? The only humans I know that have a clear direction of where they are going and know no issue of abundance is my hospice patients. Would you please elaborate? Where is the money?
Indeed. You know that we know that you already know the answer to this. You have not allowed this to come into your reality right now for a variety of reasons. I'll just say, you find that you are happier with yourself right now without the abundance. This is your choosing, not ours. You desire the abundance, but you know that it doesn't bring the happiness, so you've cut it off from yourself. The question to you now is, can you allow the abundance in and stay in a place of balance with yourself? Can you have abundance and have happiness? And we're not just talking about the happiness of being able to pay your bills or taking vacations, but the true happiness. You see, you are so good at the work you do here in hospice. You are tender and loving. You are a strength for the ones that you sit with, and you give them so much humor and joy in a time of their life that is could be so fearful or painful or angry. And you joke with them, you laugh with them, you hold their hand, you've learned how to breathe with them, and you found joy. And you also remember when the money didn't bring joy, when you weren't following your passion. So you're scratching your head right now and wondering about where is the money. But what you're really wondering about is what would you do if you had it right now? You're coming to a new maturity within yourself. A maturity that should allow you to have the abundance. For indeed, we want you to have it. If we could give you the gold coins, we would... Oh, you don't use gold coins. If we could... if we could give you the dollars, we would do that. But we don't. We can't. It is up to you. It is there. You were born into an energy of money. And it has always been an energy that is very strong with you. But you wanted to experience also what it was like to have to play at extremes with money and then not have money. So it is, we put the question back on you, when will you embrace a life when you can be happy and have full abundance? The happiness that you have in your soul, now we know when you go to sleep at night that you have a satisfaction. Your body is tired indeed. But you have a satisfaction in your heart. We ask you to continue doing this hospice work, but as you know, we encourage you to take it to a new level. You need to start teaching others how to be in hospice. You know the drill. You know what it's like to be there. It's time for you to teach Chambra. Begin with teaching Chambra what it is like to work with those who are crossing over. You have much to share with them. And we will continue to, bug you until you do this.
Hi, Tobias. I want to make a comment first. You talk a lot about working with people in dreams. I never remember dreams. Mm. But my question has to do with, and I thank you today for going through what I've just recently gone through. And as you know, I have made the choice to move forward. To follow my heart's pulling and calling that I reconnected with when I went to see the whales last March. And it feels real right. I'm enjoying the new energy around it. The question that I have, and I feel like there's something that myself and two other Chambra that moved from here, Casey and Robin, are to do in this area. and they both feel it too, but is that something that you can share a potential on at this time?
Indeed, whatever you choose to do, we will support you in it. We don't want to be in the business of making these decisions. You have been feeling something. You have the knowingness that it is right. Indeed. The only thing that we would suggest here as your helpers, counselors, allow it to be very fluid. Allow it to be very open. As you begin to do this work, it will take on, as we said before, a type of life of its own. Allow it to blossom and grow, even in directions that maybe you hadn't anticipated. Do it with full compassion also. This is so very important here. Do it with full compassion. But indeed, you are desiring to express, to play with these energies. Indeed, it is needed right now. So we certainly support and endorse what you are doing. Regarding your dreams, there are those like you who go so deeply into the dreams. The dreams that are at a very level that is very difficult to understand through the human mind, made up of, how to say, symbols and energies that are not of the human realm. So it is that when you wake up, you don't remember these because they cannot be processed through the mind and because you've gone so very, very deep in these. If you choose to remember your dreams, simply allow yourself to remember them and to remember the symbols, even if they're difficult to understand, ask yourself to bring them in terms of the symbols. You, and indeed, in all Shambhar, dream all night long. There are scientific studies that say that you only dream for a portion of the night. The rest, there is very little, if any, brain activity. That is because you've gone so far out that the brain does indeed stop or do the minimal functions, but you've gone so far. But the dreaming, which is just a type of journeying, the dreaming continues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tobias, I was wondering, why am I so awfully tired all the time? Think it's the new energy? But we have jobs and work to do. How much longer will this last?
Indeed, if you, who asked the question specifically, if you embrace life, if you rekindle the life force energy within yourself by choosing to be in life each moment, you will find that the energies return to you. You are one who, like so many, are not sure whether you want to be here, not sure what this new energy thing holds. You cut off so much of the experiences of each day of your life, judging some of the experiences as menial or trivial, things that are, human necessity. But in all of those experiences, all of them is such a wonderful gift. So embrace all of life, breathe in on a regular basis, and the life energy that you have been suffocating will return to you. Thank you.
Tobias, thank you for your clarification about the new energy and embracing life. It's very helpful. In terms of that, I have some questions with my relationship with my mother. My mother's been terminal the last year, and I'm visiting her 10 months ago. Her husband was unexpectedly killed, and I've been caretaking with her and living in Michigan. One of the paradoxes that keeps happening is I feel like I get a very clear knowing that there's a death date coming up for her. And, you know, I'm trying to caretake her and somehow still manage my life here in Colorado. And so, you know, I'll try to plan or whatever it is I do. And then just before that time, I'll get a very clear knowing this isn't the death date. It's been changed to this. And it's like happened three times now. So in terms of this new energy, and embracing life, maybe you could elaborate on the situation of my mother and my journey with her at this time.
Indeed. She is spending much of her time consciously on our side of the veil. going through a somewhat slow process, but by her own choosing. You are perceptive, intuitive, and knowing that she is, chosen dates, but it is not so much a calendar date as an energetic marker. She has chosen these and, for a variety of reasons, has decided not to go. One is to, spend more time with you. And part of it is also a concern for you that she has chosen not to go. It is good at this point to let her know that you are in a safe space, energetically balanced, that she does not have to keep a portion of her energies here for you, but also to let her know that the crossing over will be much easier than she anticipates. There's also, much that she is bringing back energetically and sharing with her, but let her know that her body does not need to be here for the two of you to continue communicating. And also from your own standpoint, it is about allowing her to go in joy, and we know that you know this, but it's just affirming this, to release her in joy and understand truly there is no death. There is just a recycling or a re-transformation of energies. Thank you.
Thank you. Tobias, I have two full folders of questions. I could read these over and over and over again, but so many of the questions are the same, and there are so many people that seem to be in so much pain right now. Is there a reason for that at this particular time?
As we spoke of today at great length, it is about embracing life. It is about not knowing if you, Chambra, choose to be here or choose to come back to our side. And indeed, the pain does intensify if you have not embraced life. That is why I was so adamant about that today, saying it is time to embrace it. As you embrace life, this brings all of the things to you, whether it is abundance or relationships or even a new type of passion, but a passion different than your old energy passion. Embracing life sets up a whole new dynamic. And then the pain that you speak of here, the challenges, mysteriously disappear. We see so many of you not living. And as we said during our discussion today, life is such a gift. Every entity will pass this way, will come through this, where they manifest in matter. They come to life in creation. Every entity will come this way. It is a gift. But so many of you are tired and weary. So many of you had expectations that could not possibly be fulfilled, what we call the Superman expectations. Then you become frustrated and disappointed. So many of you have been waiting for the Savior energy. And this we mean Yeshua or any of the other masters. But more than that, just the hand of Spirit to come down and give you things and do things for you, tell you what to do. Chambra, in the new energy, you are God also. You are the creator. You are the one making the choices. It is up to you. We do know that it's difficult, and we will not try to deny this, but we will try to help you understand how to overcome the low energy, the pain, the frustration, the walls that you have placed in your way. We will try to help you to overcome these things today, talking about embracing life. We do want to add one note here to the previous question about her mother. The energy has come back here during while we were talking, that your mother has now chosen a date, and she says she will stay true to that date. she, in a sense, felt the energy of our discussion here. And how to say, it's, again, not a date on a calendar. It is a consciousness marker. But she knows it is time to go now. So, thank you.
Last question, should you so choose.
Indeed.
Hi, Tobias. I'm curious about your comments about the new energy, being we're safe in our bodies in the new energy. I came out here in November to work on my book on real estate investing to go with my seminars, and walked into a glass wall, and then about a month after I went home, I slipped down some icy steps, and just yesterday I was taking a half-hour walk, and I just slipped onto my knees on the ice. I mean, it wasn't major, but I'm like, what's up with this? And it seems like it doesn't matter if I'm in Kansas or Colorado. And so how do I stay grounded in my body?
Indeed, you are here at the microphone talking to us. You are whole. You are together. You are safe. You've made it this far. Living in this reality in matter does have its challenges. So many times something will happen and Chambro will want to know what spirit is trying to tell them. It's simply that living in matter has its risks. You are safe, all of you are safe, from the standpoint that you can be yourself. We do not mean safe only to a physical level. It is safe to be yourself. You don't have to worry about any dark energies taking you over. You don't have to worry about being possessed, which is a whole other discussion. You don't have to worry about losing your mind. So many Chambra have truly, truly worried about that. We talk about safe meaning that you don't have to worry about outside energies taking you over or your own, what you call ego or mind, playing tricks on you. It is safe to be who you are. Once in a while, you'll still bump into a wall, as Caldra and Linda both do.
You're speaking figuratively for you two, though.
Literally.
And literally.
Literally. Once in a while, you'll take a fall. It's part of the human experience. Can you embrace that it's part of living, that you have this body and you can feel things through it, and stop wondering what all of this means? It is safe to be who you are. You understand, and you have counseled many, you understand what it is like to be not safe with yourself. But now you can be who you are. And generally, physically, all of you will be safe. There will be no, how to say, accidents coming out of nowhere, as long as you embrace life. So, thank you for your question.
You.
With that, dear Chambra, it has been a wonderful day, an intense day, a day that we will remember for a while. It has been good for I, Tobias, to be here with you like this. As I said as we began our session, to feel the difference in energy, energies that are delivered, the words that are said, the support group that is here, and more than anything, the energies of that divine self that need to know, that divine energy, the more you that wants to come in, but it can't come in unless you embrace life in every way. How can the divine, which is like a child, playful and innocent, how can the divine come in if you're not here? Or if you're wondering if you should go, if you're wondering about whether to continue, or if you're even just sitting on the fence, not sure, the divine will sit on the fence with you, you see. If you're complaining about life, the divine that loves you so much will complain about life with you. If you're holding back, if you're closing down, everything around you will close down. It responds to you. If you're not sure whether you want to continue here, How can abundance and love and health and prosperity come into your life? If you embrace life, put your arms around every moment, then life comes to you. It responds to you. Now, we've made arrangements here for a bit of singing at the end of this shout session. And this wonderful song that you have, the words are, Caldera is saying, the words are written on your bulletin sheet. Most of you know the words. The title of this is What the World Needs Now. But we would like the words changed a bit. Instead of What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, we'd like you to sing, if you feel so, What My World Needs Now is Life, Sweet Life. What my world needs now is life, sweet life. It's been a delight being with you. And remember this day, because someday you will talk to your students about this very thing. They will come to a point in their consciousness where you will speak to them about choosing life. And so it is.
So it is.